know what brings your flat feet sniffing around here now, copper?
Just a friendly word of advice, Danger.
Yeah? What?
Don't go sticking your big nose into police business.
Sure, Lieutenant.
Because, I mean, I always assume you're all that don't know this information were just ignorant like I was. But once you hear this information, you got to check it out. Because if what I'm telling you is the truth, then we have a $10,000 challenge. We've got a million people who have read The Emperor. The Emperor is the most passed along book in the history of mankind, except maybe the Bible. And I'm sure one day it's going to... I've seen Emperors have been read by 25 and 40 people in the fraternity. And everybody's read it from one cover to the other. The information, I believe, is irrefutable.
Actually capture all of the salient details, and we could reinstantiate them in a computer of which would also be massively parallel of suitable capacity.
Ninety point three on the FM. What is it?
Mather with the Daily Drug Report.
Well, thank you, Wes, and hello, everyone. It looks like we've got a great weekend coming up with highs for everyone. And why is that? It's because we've still got that wave of cheap Afghani hash coming in from the coast. Let's have a look at the map. The hash is coming in from Victoria. It's coming up through the Kootenays, and then it's sticking around here in the Alberta region, creating this nice low-pressure hash situation that we've all been enjoying so much. Well, how much longer is it going to last? Unfortunately, we're forecasting an included front of cops coming in from Edmonton and Calgary and creating a high-pressure situation for dealers all along the border. That should be breaking up this pleasant hash system sometime soon, so if you and your family want to get out there and enjoy some hash, you better do it in the next couple of days. Turning to our hard drug radar cam, waves of smack are coming into Canada through the Maritimes. That's mixing with a large crack front that's coming up from the U.S. and creating low drug prices all throughout Ontario, although we shouldn't see too much of that pushing its way towards the west. A little bit closer to home, flurries of cocaine are forecast for most major Canadian cities, with highs where you think you're Superman and lows where you're depressed and impotent. Turning to next week, a 30% chance of ecstasy and other forms of synthetic drugs appearing at raves in Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg, 40% chance of magic mushrooms confusing Saskatoon, and in Regina, they'll have beer and cigarettes. That's the Drug Report. I'm Paul Mather, and for anyone watching on acid, your face is melting. I'm just kidding. Have a nice trip.
All of suitable capacity, which raises interesting philosophical issues as to who we really are. Now, are we really the stuff that we're made of, or are we the pattern of information in our brains? And there's arguments about how detailed a pattern do you have to capture, but whatever that level is, once we capture that level and reinstantiate it in some other medium, you'd have a person that acts very much like the
green bottle burning a nail strong enough to blow you down over the border. And a Barbie beside you who throws away the lettuce and eats the burger. Just bite all that. Bye-bye to me. Just blow it all away in smoke.
Sometimes we own the zeros, and sometimes we own the ones.
Hey, there's a 10 in my suit.
Sometimes we own your shoes, and sometimes we own your souls.
It's like walking on a cloud of fresh pork.
Sometimes we own your mind, but we're always in your thoughts.
It's a pig that looks like a locomotive and tastes like flowers.
What do we own?
Souls?
Minds?
Pork?
Kind of. We're U.S. Plus. We own the idea of the idea of America.
Your eyes have the capability to see much more than you realize. You can now accept the rapid rate with which your eyes are capable of seeing and allow them to do so. The human mind can comprehend in an astronomically fast rate. You now allow your mind to accept and comprehend at least double the rate that you have in the past. Your reading speed will continue to get faster and faster with every book that you read. You now see and comprehend in sentences instead of words, paragraphs instead of sentences, pages instead of paragraphs, becoming faster and faster, more and more efficient every time you read. With every book, article, and lesson that you read, you become better and faster, and you feel great because you are realizing your true potential. As the academic you completes the book, the two of you walk up the stairs together. But notice how the stairs become more and more narrow. Instead of stepping behind the other you to walk in single file, you stay on course. your steps become one, and you step into the academic you and walk out the door, back in the grand corridor once more. You come to the exit and walk outside. It's a beautiful day, and you look forward to enjoying the rest of your day. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you will awaken, and you will awaken only if that is what you consciously desire most. If you wish to fall into a delightful sleep so you can rest, you may do that instead. Your decision will be made when I count to 5. 1. Remembering what you have learned. 2. With a greater sense of love and appreciation for your unconscious mind. 3. Times faster at reading. 4. You are much more efficient in your reading now. And 5. Welcome back.
Ada Newton. I might as well be at gunpoint. .3 FM. I'm going to be angry later. WZBC. Out of Newton, tri-state area. Hog butcher capital of the world. Also where Johnny learns to read. Industry town. Bizarre southwestern England and all points Ireland cultural overlay. Generally serving as a detractor across the 48. But the underlay, still rich and of secret value across the 48. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Being made to do the show at gunpoint. Slight dynamic range decrease. WZBC.org. Don't use the real player. Get anything else. .617-552-4686. WZBC.org. Don't use the real player, please. We don't want you to use that here at Boston College. .617-552-4686. Don't use the telephone company, please. We don't want you to do that here at Boston College. .3 FM. Please use a radio. But have it be a radio you're intimate with and fond of. Please. The Jesuits would appreciate it. And you can avoid lawsuits. I mean, you got enough trouble with your wardrobe. Living here in this civilization, this arbitrary ad hoc consensus majority ram it down your throat reality. So give it a break today, huh? Pretty soon you won't remember anything from here. Unless you take a special nostalgia train. You won't want to do that too often, though. We have found. Each and every freaking Thursday since the calendar was stolen from the anonymous people who live close to the ground. New metaphysics. Some version of me. Some version of you. God help us all.
Kind of defined where reality left off and perhaps fantasy began.
Right.
But very recently, just in the last decade, and certainly the last 3 or 4 years, something like what you described in a quickening, although you don't say it directly, we have now perforated that boundary in many different ways.
The politicians at the national level continue to worry about the loss of family and the loss of family values. As parents, you know that the only way to restore the family, after all the rhetoric has come and gone, the only way to restore the family, mom and dad have to have some time with their children. But parents are both working to bring in income. So the formula should be 6 and 6 by the year 2006. Parents work 6 hours when your child's in school. Then you have an option to come home when your child comes home. This is the payoff of technologies that save labor. A technology revolution in the next century that can restore family life. Provide more leisure. So that we can revitalize the basic unit of civilization. Convince employers in this country to reduce the work week and increase the pay.
Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
Education appropriations for the fiscal year that began 3 months.
You
regulations that hinder distance. One World Classroom. Now for news.
When in mid-December, and how right he was. Overall, funds for student aid.
We're U.S. Plus. We own the idea of the idea of America.
And information is in our history books, and it's our economic books. It's in the Library of Congress. It's in the Department of Agriculture. And all of it says that hemp was the number one plant on Earth for thousands of years, 9,000 years at least, until this century.
Beyond the range of what could be accessible are now accessible.
Well, a little while ago, I asked you...
Just that. It's a viral device. It's a self-replicating protein machine.
It could be, for example, an extremely mild cold virus or something like that.
Well, it could be an entirely inert virus. So that's what I would be hoping
something
for.
That would have no effect whatsoever on
exactly
you.
Exactly correct.
Hopefully.
And here's the two major paths. And again, I am an administrator. I cannot name the companies.
That's all right.
I will tell you what they're doing.
Fine.
There's two separate camps. One camp is using a artificial type of protein, a synthetic protein, if you will, a type of long-chain polymer called dendrimers. And the dendrimers look and behave kind of like DNA. They have binding sites and other physical attributes which make them behave like a protein system in a way.
Yes.
So the dendrimers can be wrapped up in a little ball, little spheroids really, inside of which can be put in the RNA or DNA components of your choice.
Favorite. I mean, there was a neighborhood toy store. I think children are immediately, I mean, by the age of two or three, they're really, connoisseurs of merchandise.
This amazing new symphony
of prosperity
generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect.
Milk train.
you should have this. I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this.
Right in your own home.
At this level, our salesman can see the top of the ladder and is well on his way there.
Something totally alien.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
We're facing a new form of life that nobody understands.
It's like nothing we've ever seen before.
This is some mental vampire at work.
We have been confronted with an enemy the like of which defies description.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
Those hypnotic eyes.
Alien, totally alien.
You know, connoisseurs of merchandise.
Then, because of the way the external components of the dendrimers can be arranged, you can in fact target the cells of interest and deliver them to there. The only problem with that process is, I mean, there's a plus. The plus side is they will not replicate on their own because they're totally inert.
We own the idea of the idea. And I'm going to move the coffee table so when I sit down, I don't have to bump my knee and shins every single time.
Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. Military industrial complex. We must never let, whether sought or unsought, by the military acquisition of unwarranted influence, by the military, whether sought or unsought, acquisition of unwarranted influence, the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, the acquisition of unwarranted influence, military industrial complex. Military industrial complex. Guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military industrial complex. Whether sought or unsought, by the military industrial complex.
Talk with your mouth full.
Okay, Bradshaw.
And don't fidget while I talk to you.
Sure.
And Lieutenant. Stop trucking mud across my nice clean.
Okay.
When I hit the street, the rain had already turned L.A. into a mud river. It was a short swim down Alvarado to my convertible. I had to get to Santa Barbara in a big hurry. As I whipped onto Mulholland Drive, the lights were just twinkling out across the San Fernandino Valley. I could barely make them out through the driving rain. Then a hard right down Big Tujunga Canyon. My tires squealed as I hit Sepulveda. A right, a left, a left, another right, a left of the body, a right, and into a gas station. Hey, Pop!
Doris Haddock, Granny D, is an activist. Her cause is campaign finance reform, and her method is walking. She walked clear across the United States at 90 years of age, attracting a flurry of attention from all shades of the press, including several spots on the NPR News. I lived in the mountain state of West Virginia when she walked through on her way to Washington, accompanied by the West Virginia Secretary of State, Ken Heckler, who'd also marched on Alabama in the 60s civil rights struggle. You can see Doris Granny D. Haddock this Saturday at 2 in the afternoon in Monument Square in Concord, Massachusetts. 2 o'clock Saturday in Concord. You can see Granny D., who will speak on her issue of campaign finance reform. Don't miss this lady. She's hot.
Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
Obviously he doesn't like this place.
Medications don't work.
And I don't know. You know, they think the medicine is the cure-all. It really takes time to get used to the atmosphere here. It's very enclosed. You feel like you're never going to get out. Of course, they took me to the roof, so it helps a lot. But I think that's what he needs, is to have a little more freedom. Whether he's got to go out and dance with staff or, you know, someone strong enough that can handle him. But I really don't think it's right putting him in a seclusion room. I don't think that's the answer.
I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
W
Fantastic. The entire spinal cord is missing.
We're facing a new form of life
that nobody understands.
You think we can do that? Would it be worth the morning if I showed you how it could be done in less than 5 minutes?
Jalal al-Din Rumi, who has given the world some of the most exquisite and extraordinary literary masterpieces. Not as well known here in the West as he should be.
And how did you discover him?
Through reading. I've always been interested in a very broad range of topics.
First grade, we were cheated out of this education. In first grade, they should have taught us. Hey.
Person that was copied, is that the same person? Is that entity conscious at all? Certainly would claim to be. Now we can have virtual personalities claim to be conscious.
Endanger our liberties or democratic process.
Hometown Dallas, the first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Official, President Kennedy died at 1:30.
1 p.m.
Slick one. That's a nice warm Madonna Virgin God. Yeah. She's lying in her arm. Yeah, pretty good. Okay. Want to wrap it up? Or no? Maybe you'd like, hey, there's a real good macho God there, right? The King of Kings. I guess you like that one. Yeah, you can get that. Glows in the dark, too. Well, you get the point. No matter what kind of mental inventions you make about God, you can get down on your knees, you can crawl on your feet, you can kiss all the boots and crucifixes you want. So I'm going to come back to the fact that if you out there decided you're going to do that, so. Fortunately, though, we have a lot of help. Once you define yourself as someone who's out there all alone on your time ship, you know, you look around and you find other people out there too. Hey, we can exchange navigational notes and change equipment, technicalities and so forth. The third, and of course, the heavy duty. Prophetic motto of the cybernetic age. They'll call it Max Planck. He says, hey, you know, all this heavy-duty world of machines, meat, that's all temporary. The units of reality, basic bits of all matter and energy are called quarks. And they're bits of not energy or matter, of information. A quark is smallest possible, conceivable. All a quark does, the only hardware function of a quark doesn't have any molecular properties, quark doesn't have any atomic bonding. A quark is a miniaturized, compacted unit of information with only one hardware function, on-off, 0-1. Yeah, we knew that. Hey, the Taoists told us that. Matter of fact, Taoists had this all down 3,000 years ago. Flow, change, everything moves. Everything is yin-yang, 0-1, plus, minus. Yeah. But now for the first time, we have the appliances to demonstrate this. Now, it's taken our species about 89 years to get to the point where we can meet like this on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon and discuss demonstrating the facts of the current reality. The unit of a human being is seen not as a sheep or a serf or a cog in a machine. You want to know that a human being is the best word for a human being? You're a quark. I'm a quark. I like that. Hey, how does it feel to be a quark? Now, what quarks are? Quarks are compressed information. We've got nervous system brains with 100 billion neurons, and each neuron can process more information than a Big Mac computer. We're talking about pure information, knowledge processing, so powerful that it's just almost impossible to conceive of it. There was one person, a wonderful, wonderful prophet, scientist, who recently has come up with he humanizes the grim, horrible reality. See, all this stuff I'm talking about, relativity, is no absolute space and time, and I make up my own reality. And Jesus, all made up of clusters. The technical psychopharmaceutical term for that, boys and girls, is a bad trip. If you know what I mean. When everything is relative, and when you realize you're spinning out, everything is coming from your own brain, and you try to pull down, hang on to some reality hole, you pull the universe down on you, or you try to get out of here, but every step you take, you fall into the ninth dimension. That's the puzzle and the agony of dealing with the rough, tough concepts of quantum physics, quantum psychology, cybernetics.
So
you went to Syracuse University School of Architecture. Yes,
I did.
How did you end up here? Now, I know you had a little bit of experience in the theater. Rather than doing what most of the architects on this program do, which is primarily design either primarily buildings like museums,
right,
and some in some cases homes, you're out there doing primarily interesting entertainment-oriented spaces.
And when you think about it, entertainment spaces are becoming the public spaces of sort of our day. So, you know, there's the point of view that architecture are big, white, pristine, hermetically sealed buildings sitting up on a hill. Our point of view...
Is that a reference to the Getty Center?
No, any building, not one building in specific. Our point of view is that architecture certainly is that. But it's also anything that triggers memories, triggers fantasies, that creates engagement and creates involvement. So my passion for theater started when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to see a Broadway show, I was just overwhelmed. I was incredibly engaged in the kind of storytelling aspect of the art form.
But did you envision being a set designer or something?
I don't think it was that direct. I loved music, I loved theater, and when I went to Syracuse to study architecture, I had a notion that it was a way to combine different things that I was passionate about. And so we've just been incredibly fortunate that it's worked out that way.
We own the idea of the idea of America.
It's not easy to follow a camel, but you know me. I'm the chumpster, but I'm a new man.
Idea of the idea of America.
It's not easy to follow a camel, but you know me. I'm the chumpster, but I'm a new man. I'm leaving the old me in the old century and taking a new chump into the new millennium. Why? Well, the eyeball hat I'm wearing should give it away. It's got eyeballs on. I see the past, I see the present, and I can eyeball the future. If I'm gonna make it, I have to come to terms with what's been eating me up. I've been betting on my own kids' games. I bet on them tonight, and they got pork. No more. I'm gonna make this promise even if it breaks me. From now on, I resolve that if my kid is playing a team that's gonna punk him, then I'm going with the winner. If you don't play the odds, you'll have nothing left to give your kids when it's all over. And I'm out.
Ooh, the chump boy, he's got an eyeball on us. Who would have thought it, chump? He turns over a new leaf just before it's too late. Hope Dr. Winky will be pleased.
I tell you what, I'll go down to the dink man's room in the hospital and tap out the message on his cast.
All right, you're in the countdown to destiny. Champagne flowing all over Fun Fun Town. Champagne flowing all over the studio, frankly. Let's get us another perspective high up in the frozen air. We got Captain Happy Bandit in the Now Chopper.
Roger, Beepster, I picked up the merchandise, and we're flying high with my new co-pilot, Sergeant Vanilla.
Whoa!
Don't fall out the door, Danny.
No, I'm holding on. And the snow is milling around the chopper door out there like a crowd of sparkling superstars waiting for their 15 minutes of fame before they melt.
Hey, we haven't even got 15 minutes left, Danny.
Hey, Roger, people, we're on top of the homeless now.
And I'm going to... going to be tossing these gorgeous little princess goddess talking pocket dolls up by the handful way down there to the children of disprivileged hopefuls from all over now town.
Is that a goddess in your pocket? He's just glad to be up here.
Yeah, I'm going to go get the first box of dolls, Ken.
Box of dolls? It's only one of them, Danny. It's a doll drop, remember? One doll, one drop.
I love you, Danny.
Wait. You're going to drop her? Oh, no. You can't do that. Take us down, Happy.
Holy monster. Do you see that? This is it, Danny. Charlie's got a fix on us. Incoming! We gotta lighten the load. Captain Morgan's dead. Anoy Jane has gotta go. Push her out.
No!
Do it, soldier. That's an order.
Come fly with
me. Sure. Okay, I will. Take my hand.
Hello. Don't worry.
Connoisseurs of merchandise, and they have taste in toys, you know. Three, they're really, I think children are immediately, I mean, by the age of two or three.
The fun part, the real shit and giggles part is you ain't never gonna know what I decide till you're staring at your guts.
The video. What the fuck did you do to my Irish mallet, Jimmy? Looks terrible.
You gave me your word, our franchise.
I gave my word. Gee whiz. And Jimmy, don't you see? I'm a criminal. My word don't mean dick.
You gave me your word.
Your word! Your word you gave me the other day! You gave me your word.
I met someone. I met a girl. I'm asking you. I don't want her hurt.
I heard she's lovely. Maybe we'll get her in here. Dance for the boys. Tough guy thing, Jim. Very exciting. Al, get on your knees.
What?
Get on your knees.
Why are you doing this?
Because I got pressure sores, Jim. They leak pus. Now, get on your knees. Get on your belly.
I'm not going to beg.
Get on your fucking belly, Jim. I sent the boys out with 30 vials of rock. Your quim's address. They round up 8 crackhead niggas who gang rape her if they want to pipe up. Now get on your fucking belly. Beg for your life, Jim.
I beg I die.
Beg, you fuck.
Beg, asshole. No.
Beg me, or I'll let you suck my dead dick in return for your life.
No.
Beg!
Beg!
No. Beg! Fuck! No!
Take out my dick. Atwater. Take it out.
Take it out! Take it out!
Please, I don't want her hurt.
Scumbag. Didn't you learn nothing from me? Never beg. Never, ever fucking beg. Now I got a buckwheat to you, Jim. Go to Switzerland. Go to China. Go to the Washington fucking zoo. But an example's got to be made. And if your bangtail's with you, if Miss Dagny Croft, ski instructor at Vail, if she's with you, then she goes too. 10 minutes before you, so you got to watch her. You gotta watch it drain.
Or maybe not. Maybe I decide to be a stand-up guy. Forget the whole thing.
Or buckwheats, or maybe buckwheats, or no.
Live with that. And the fun part, the real shit and giggles part, is you ain't never gonna know what I decide. Till you're staring at your guts on the wall.
We've got to accentuate the positive, feeling, mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do? Just when everything
Bodrick's Malt.
Important?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sound is the basis of images for me. Do you ever watch TV and turn off the sound during the commercials? They're completely impotent. And sound gives this kind of weight to something. And for me, it anchors the image in experience.
Is video art going to change in part because of the technology that's advancing so rapidly?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It'll give you more tools every day.
Well, you know, it's funny for me. I mean,
canvases and all.
Yeah, the thing about it is I've been doing it for 25 years. What I'm doing today, that piece we just saw, other things, this is not the same medium that I started with. Yeah. In another 20 years, it's going to be different still.
Of looking in the mirror, putting mirrors all around. What mirrors are doing, I think, is, again, reflecting another object. They either make the wall disappear or they reflect another object. Your desk on that glass. Therefore, when somebody would come in, their shape would be seen by being reflected in that glaring glass, so to speak.
Okay.
You can use a bronze, brass, you know, trim or a bowl. There are many ways to reflect. For example, sometimes I say to people, look, put a large brass frame on this, and you'll be able to see when there's movement behind you.
Now it's really big. Let's make it smaller again. Now let's use the keystroke sheet to review graphics. See if you can remember all the steps, or just follow along. First, we clicked on View. Then Page Layout. Then we clicked on the Frame button. Then we clicked and dragged the mouse to make a space for the picture. We clicked on Insert, then Picture. Double-clicked on Clip Art, and double-clicked on the name of the picture. We changed the size of the picture by clicking on it, and then clicking on the corner square and dragging the mouse.
Scout, attention. Color guards forward march. Color guards halt. Scout salute. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Color guard, post the colors. Scout sign. Please join me in the scout oath.
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty, to guide my country, to obey the scout law, to talk to the people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Actually feels in the room here talking to me, telling me how you really feel and not just being this nice good boy.
Oh, okay. Well, I hate the hospital. I've had to forsake school and therefore I don't have a real career that I love, and that I'm stuck doing things that are repetitive and redundant and not challenging.
Is it possible, rather than being the psychologist, you've become the psychological patient? Mm-hmm. And that's become your job.
Ever happened in our kind.
Looks like it's growing.
Those hypnotic eyes. We're facing a new form of life.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
But they're not very convincing yet because they can't pass the Turing test. But 30, 40 years from now, they will be very convincing, and they'll come up and say, yes, I'm conscious, I have feelings, but they'll have all the subtle cues that really convince you that they really are conscious.
Prefer to live with non-whites because they do not have the same values, the same ideals and beliefs I have.
I'm coming.
Hey, where am I?
You can't get there from here.
Ceiling. Their effect on the acoustics was remarkable.
Can you repeat from memory the Pledge of Allegiance?
It all began again, again. Z, B, Z, B, Z, B, C, B, C, B, C, Z.
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah.
Who's speaking, please?
I'm speaking to John Kimball.
Pardon?
I'm a police officer.
Sir, if you have something to say to me, I would appreciate you going ahead and saying it. My time's kind of valuable.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions that will have been answered immediately.
Sir, who are you?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
I don't know a John Kimball.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Philosophical demonstration that they are conscious, and certainly not a demonstration that they share my consciousness if it's a copy of my pattern. And we could argue these issues both ways, but we will ultimately be expanding the power of the intellectual and creative ability of the human civilization through merging with machine intelligence.
They ache in my tormented limbs as I hang, twisting and whirling in space,
only adds to the ecstasy of the erotic release that will eventually be mine at his pleasure.
And that's become your job. You've become the psychological patient. And that's become your job. That's how you've spent the last years.
I don't think I wanted to become a patient thinking that that would be a better alternative than being... than having a job or something like that.
But there certainly is something that keeps you doing it. And maybe if we have an understanding of it, maybe then it will be more easily controlled, or not more easily controlled, depending on how you want, what you want to do about it.
I'm very motivated to get back to some semblance of a life on the outside.
I would hope that that's what happens.
See how he's pacing back and forth like that?
Because he's the one who gave... Yeah, I don't think I want to interview him. What brought him in, Albert?
He was agitated, and this is in the context of transitioning from one case manager to another. Very agitated here yesterday. It was threatening. He didn't want to take meds. He wanted to leave.
It has a Secret Service history, right?
Secret Service took him out to the movies the other night.
Breaking in.
He broke into Ronald Reagan's California home about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's known to them.
Okay.
Have you been in Bellevue before?
Oh, many times.
Many times?
I've been hospitalized over 30 times. Nobody believes any of this. They all say that I'm crazy. But then that's to be expected. Who would believe the second coming of Christ is the second coming of Christ? If they believed me, then it wouldn't be believable.
He said that he didn't mind being here as long as it was respected that he was God.
Oh, okay. He should have done that yesterday.
The only problem is we got two or three gods down here, so.
I was hoping to go to court and have them finally declare me as God so that I can get off of this whole thing and make it official.
What do you mean declare me as God?
So that, declare that once and for all that I am God, the one that was expected to return in the second coming.
You think you're God?
Yes, I do.
Would not prefer to live with non-whites because they do not have the same values, the same ideals and beliefs I have. I am not the only kid out there who has these beliefs. I get lots of emails every day saying that they have the same beliefs, they want to help, show more kids about it, let more kids see it.
White people are taught in school to be ashamed of their heritage. Now is the time that all of the white people across the globe should rise above the lies and be proud of who we are. To take back our freedom and win for all to see our heritage in its greatest glory.
You've heard all the yamma yamma, you know all the words of the ego battle that follows that external change. And when you win that battle, then you come up against what the next step. Your ego's not done with you yet. You know the old phrase, if you can't beat them, join them. The ego starts mimicking your growth. If it can't talk you out of it, then it's going to talk you into it. If your ego can't convince you you aren't changing, nothing's different, you're the same old creep you've always been, then it's going to flip and say, not only have you changed, you've changed better than anybody else. You've changed more. I've never seen anybody change as much, as fast, as marvelously, as incredibly as you. You've peeled away this layer and revealed this God, this glorious, wonderful. You are the reincarnation of
Your ego mimics your breath.
Up by almost 14%, but the most dramatic increase was in the pelvic program, where funding increased by more $1.1 billion. The only impact was some lucky foundling in about. Hold it. Hold it. They're flying. She's got wings. Do you copy? Oh my God. They're heading straight for the golden city on the other side of midnight. That's gotta be a happy ending. We're at minus 60 and counting. I'm heading home.
Home.
My goodness.
Man, that sounds like a good idea, hooray.
Yo, yeah.
Why don't we wind this thing down, Dwayne? Let's go home.
You mean get down and shut it down?
That's right. Let's say goodbye to the whole thing.
Well, you know, I'd feel rather at a loss not being able to say goodbye with my dear partner. Oh. Then there he is. Oh. Speak of the devil. Oh. Come on.
I hope I'm back in time.
Perfect. Your timing is perfect.
Get some champagne.
Here, have some wine.
I couldn't see the street. I parked the van on the sidewalk.
Must have been terrifying.
We'd be saying goodbye, Hal.
Yes, goodbye.
We'd be saying goodbye to the old millennium, for instance, the old silly old century, you know?
Then I think it must be time to say goodbye to closets.
Oh, yes, everybody's out of them.
Well, all right, say goodbye to a bunch of guys named Bill.
Yes, all the moderns, the romantics.
The progressive.
The prosperous.
The depressed.
Goodbye to the war lovers.
Say goodbye to manual typewriters. And don't say it, he was not my uncle.
Bye-bye, Freud.
Communism. Peace and quiet.
Hotel keys.
Cigarettes after sex.
Oh, cigarettes.
Sex.
Privacy. Say goodbye.
Goodbye to 19 anything.
And finally, goodbye to good old death.
Yes, yes, and those really comfortable old Lincoln Town cars.
Say goodbye to Zoot.
Clocks with hands.
Suntans.
Animal cruelty.
The funky chicken.
Get down.
Adios, Tibet, and hello, China.
Hey, if you're saying hello, say hello to smart furniture.
Yes, and intense demonic activity.
Here's to the New World Order.
Unfortunately, global warming.
A 1,100-year-old people mind.
The virtual office.
Smart agents.
Bots and viruses.
Digital bell bottoms.
Aluminum radio hats.
Yes, and kid-proof prison.
And above all, say hello to the unknown.
The unknown.
To the unknown.
I'll drink to that.
Here's to it.
No drink to anything.
If you want to go to therapy, well, we can recommend some therapists who are very reliable. Why, some of their clients have seen them for 20 and 30 years. I was just pointing out to John that for the very first time, I noticed that when you were on your break chattering, you were all chattering in the same rhythm. Because up until today, because it hurts my ears, it was so off it created a weird echo in the room when you would talk during exercises or during breaks. And for the first time, you guys are starting to open up your ears enough and respond to your environment that, you know, you were all talking in this little rhythm together. It's kind of a Latin thing you had going. except for one of you, and you know who you are. Something I did years ago in a group, just was in an odd mood, and as I like to tell people, as far as I know, every human being in this room is capable of making changes to make their life absolutely wonderful and can have any choice they want, and even more importantly, choices you've never even thought about that are more worth wanting, except for one of you, and you know who you are. Will you please stand up? You've never even thought about.
Maximum individual grant was set next year for $3,750.
Original dance of all time. Challenge the contraction of perfected pirouette with the sly knowing of hips that do right. Stretch, stretch till all the stars and sands of all our lands abandoned mingle in the wet heat, sweat, and grow warm.
The gods demand of the system that a certain number of people sing like birds, like a person. And it somehow was given to me to be one of those people. And I mean, I did have a choice. I could have decided not to be a truck driver or make films. But I like doing that. And I feel, I mean, one of the, probably the major reason I write is to, because the gods might destroy
the whole thing.
The whole thing would fall apart. I mean, I lose my voice in song.
When I was young, the freshness of a single moment came to me with all hope, all tangent wonder. Now I am one inexorably in this body, in this time. All generality, there is no one here but words.
What has to do with words and their meanings, their sounds, the musicality of words? How do you make a kind of speech that is a high speech, I call it, you know? And how do you relate that to the rhythms, you know, that like animate everything? And that's, I guess, to all poets, it's such a close, intimate thing that you're barely able to really speak about that.
The silken ropes that embrace my body hold me in a state of exquisite, erotic tension. The more I struggle and twist, the tighter their embrace becomes. From the glint in his eyes, I know how much he enjoys the spectacle of me riding helplessly at his feet.
All will drop on her. It's 5 after 5 alive on this day in Fun Fun Town that's going by way too fast. But on the fives, we got Danny Vanilla, the celebrity stalker. He's on the move again. Hey, Danny, it sounds kind of wet there.
It is, Beba. I'm partially submerged in the celebrity storm drain behind Wolfgang Buck's Tony Eatery. I can eyeball Princess Goddess inside, attending a brunch, of course, with Prince Herod. Now, right above me is a stretch dumpster, ready to speed Princess Goddess to the white tie and black ribbon affair at Dead Center Hall. There, a replica of the solid platinum cord the doctors pulled out of her back, making it possible for her to speak again, will be auctioned off, along with Rose Mud, the mudboard she was riding at the time of her final encounter with a landmine on the slopes of the English Alps. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Pull my string. Come and see my very fast fiddle.
Oh, she's so exquisite.
Point the zibo with Fanny.
And here come the celebrities taking pictures of themselves. And there's Tony Eatery with his latest wet girl storm drain. And there goes the stretch dumpster. Princess Goddess, she's rolling down her window. She's digitally winking at me.
I love you, Denny.
What did she say?
Hey, I got my teeth in your ears and I'm biting through because I'm Chump Prince, coming at you with more sports in your shorts. You know, watching the game without betting is like having sex with your hat. Oh, yeah, it's got you covered, but it just don't fit. Hey, give me my hat. I'm going to take some calls.
Hey, Joe, am I on?
How would I know?
I need a tip.
First one's free.
What's the spread on midnight?
Well, the desert says 3-1 on the end of the world, but for my money, you'll be mowing the lawn and popping brewskis per usual tomorrow morning.
No, I bet Mom's farm on Armageddon.
Oh, well, if you can't stand the heat, don't bet the kitchen. Grease dog on two.
You got a problem, chum.
Yeah?
You're betting on your kids' soccer games.
It's only a problem when they lose, dog. Sit up and tell me something I don't know.
It's over, chumper. We're pulling the plug.
You're drinking out of the toilet on this one, dog man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check your screen.
Hey, what's that big eyeball doing there?
It ain't CBS, pal.
Hey, I'm starting to get sleepy.
Yeah, we're coming in.
Yeah, well, I'm out of here.
No, hey, no,
hey,
you're not.
Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of this place.
You know, Rex?
Yeah, I think that's me.
Well, I've been drinking this popular brand of beer pretty near 100 years. I'm still so depressed.
Me too. I can't even line dance anymore.
You boys are down in the dumpsters because your adult beverage is only an alcoholic-enhanced dietary supplement.
How come you're so peppy, Roy?
Here, take a swig of what my grandkids put me on, the last Roundup.
I'll try anything.
Polar Pro.
Dang, I do feel a whole lot less suicidal.
And I got the Texas Trots again. Yee-haw!
Yeah.
tell you about it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Johnson has left the hospital. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th.
With a heavy heart that I address you tonight. My office, all of the ambient pomp and circumstance, pratfalls and points of murder, been called on the carpet, screened, tabulated, cross-collated, and the results are final. It's a heavy, heavy heart. Adam Newton, the WZ, the ZBC, BCF, FFM, Adam Newton, .org, if you got them, click them. (617) 552-4686 In the 617, in the 552, in the 468, and click a 6, bringing the tail back into the mouth of the beast that chomped him. Don't be bashful now. Time is short, but it has an ever-expanding periphery, especially in the center screen of consciousness, which has the ability to access data from all recesses in all dimensional parameters. In time or not. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, with a heavy heart, addressing you this evening from the chaotic rectangular sub-basement room of the studios of the Oval Office, adjacent to the parking garage where the black vehicles with tinted windows and special license plates are parked and driven as well. They are vehicles and they have the ability for ambulatory activity as a result of choice. In the center screen, don't be bashful. You can change anything, and it doesn't even take an instant in the time parameter. Out of Newton, Massachusetts, tucked up in the upper right-hand corner, or the lower left, depending on whether you're using the Peterson projection or not. I doubt if you are. You suck. And you're out to impede me, aren't you? Of course, that can change in a 9 moments notice. I'll let you know. Out of the 48, speaking in English, 2001 years after a bloody mythological analogy, a possibility in the past, which means a nuance in the present, and oh so many options in the future. Gary Geiserman, the Right Honorable, the Major, commissioned secretly by various liaison to the spook community out of Office of Naval Intelligence. A metaphor. A perhaps best left to the poets amongst us. Or yourself in an alternate moment of relaxed coffee break type semi-trance period.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to
the Republic for which it stands.
In the glorious 48, where logic itself has had the crap beaten out of it, yet logic itself, we salute up the maypole, the flagpole, the erect pole. Half the dialogue is deleted at all times, except when you're having a heart-to-heart with your soul in the dark moment of same, or a thrilling escapade in natural ecstasy of same. When you delete half the dialogue, and use digital audio to seamlessly recombine the DNA, strange things can happen in the 48. That's with a heavy, heavy heart. I address you about these now. See, because life force and the living energy of trees being what they are, even in this mediocre civilization of artificial insemination, systems being what they are and all, strange things can happen when recombined on a digital audio contraption seamlessly, played back in apparent real time, being what they are. Today. And with ambient hook agendas and under the table payoffs, various kinks in the twists of the subatomic particles metaphorically making up our scene, being what they are. Strange conversations can be had today, especially with the purpose many of those conversations are forced into servitudinal bondage to have. Now, these aren't pretty things that I have to talk about, but I find I am talking about them, nevertheless. Life force being what it is and all. So you can take many of the seeming conclusions in our dialogue, arc back, tracing the movement apparently splayed out for us, torque 90 degrees to the internal hemoglobal compass we all have. Not the inner ear, which can be fooled by propaganda. And you can fill in the blanks taken out by masters of the seven forms of propaganda, six of which at all times you do not remember. And that can be a very interesting screenplay, confessional, perhaps even a poem, two vowels, two syllables. That can turn American / world life on its little pointed head. Which can spin like a top. And it's these things I wish to address tonight.
Radio Shack?
Yeah, this is Radio Shack.
Yeah, listen, I bought a VCR there like 2 days ago.
Yeah?
And I got my tongue stuck in it. And I wanted you to tell me how I get my tongue out of the VCR.
I hardly understand what you're saying. Are you using a speakerphone?
No. My tongue is stuck in my VCR.
Your what? I can barely understand what you're saying.
My tongue is stuck in my VCR.
Your tongue?
My tongue, yes, my tongue.
tongue is talking to Vic Yard.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, you're speaking now in front of the VCR with your tongue inside the door.
Yeah.
How am I going to help you take your tongue out of the VCR?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm here in the store and you're there in your home. I can't help you.
Oh, can you talk me through it?
Want me to call 911 to help you?
No, you help me.
Huh?
You help me.
I know. How am I going to help you?
Tell me how to get my tongue out.
Well, just pushing the door in and try to get your tongue out.
I tried that. I can't.
Well, I don't know what to do, sir. I'm not the medical people here. I don't know anything about taking your tongue out. You have to call the 911 to help you out.
How do other people get their tongue out?
I don't know. This is the first time I heard the problem.
We never
heard that kind of problem before.
This is the first time someone's got their tongue stuck in VCR?
Yeah, that's the first time I heard about it.
Oh, it's so easy to get it stuck in there, though.
How'd you get your tongue inside this VCR?
I was cleaning the head.
With your tongue?
Yeah.
You're cleaning the head with a tongue?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the right way to clean the head of the VCR with your tongue, sir.
Oh. Okay. Do you think you could come over?
Can I come over?
Yeah.
No, sir, we can't. We don't.
You can't come over and get my tongue out of your VCR.
No, sir, we can't come out there.
But the VCR is still under warranty.
Yes, sir, I understand that. You just bought the VCR, it's still warranty, but your tongue is inside the VCR.
Help me get my tongue. Can't you come over? Help me get my tongue out.
Sir, the situation you have there is not part of the warranty.
This has never happened before, huh?
That's the first time I heard about the human being got his tongue stuck in the VCR.
Without sound shape or illusion. expect the pen to know what it's writing, just what is exciting on the page. The mind is a wordless sky, a world of words meaningless, except to the greater eye. Breathe, and we blow them away.
But I emphatically deny these charges.
Union, I'm just a patsy.
In Europe, the position is extremely clear. Business and politics, the ruling machinery of government and economic power in Europe are imposing this without a vote and trying to stifle the debate.
Right.
Now, maybe it's not the case here. All I know is there hasn't been a debate on the single most important economic act of your lifetime. Example whereby an economic doctrine is going to destabilize our society. On responsible businessmen, patriotic and decent businessmen, are forced to invest offshore or go bankrupt because labor is so much cheaper. And therefore the structure is one whereby you are taking responsible people and forcing them offshore, whereas you should not be forcing them offshore. You should be ensuring that that investment stays here. You have the need for that investment as we have in Europe. You've got so much to do and you're thinking about doing it elsewhere. You've got a responsibility right here.
At the time, it was like 1958.
What was it? Mary Helen? Peggy Sue.
As soon as it went
Catherine,
back in time...
Catherine
Turner.
Yeah, right.
As soon as it went back in time, I yelled at the screen, buy an apartment. Buy it now. Here's your chance. Then when you come back, you'll have this...
Yes. Why didn't you like Andy Warhol? I mean, what was it? You weren't sort of compelled? He wasn't a magnet for you?
He wasn't, no. I mean, I did notice, you know, when I arrived there, I was quite young, and I did notice that all the people that were close to him were kind of dropping like flies. I mean, there was a very high mortality rate for young people around there because he encouraged very much a kind of crazy person around him. His whole thing wasn't particularly compelling to me, but Interview was very much. Yeah. I mean, the magazine was very much. We didn't ever.
It began as a film magazine, didn't it?
It was called Interview, a Film Journal. It was a black and white quarterfold.
Yeah.
And it was all movie stills and movie reviews, which is what I started writing there. And sometimes six people would review the same movie. It was not very slick publication.
What was Warhol's genius? I mean, was it as an artist or was it as a marketeer?
Yeah, I would say kind of a huckster. And, you know, I mean, he did some interesting things, but I mean, his.
But his art is worth a fortune. I mean, they're fighting over it in the courts.
Yeah, well, that's because they're fighting over money.
I know, they're fighting over the estate, but the issue is how much all this art was worth. Was it worth $300 million or was it worth more, right?
Yeah, well, my father would tell you it's worth what if people will pay for it.
You know? He would know, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, some of those things, I know the shot Red Marilyn, which just went for almost $4 million.
Yeah.
And, if someone will buy it.
Yeah. But does anybody have a job you'd like to have?
Yes.
Who?
The Pope.
Yeah, why would you want to be the Pope?
Because I would be so good at it, Charlie. Yeah. I mean, not the religious aspect of it, I would let a Catholic do that.
You've heard of celibacy.
That's part of the religious aspect. I would be good at the grandeur aspect, I think.
Yes, you'd like the ceremony, wouldn't you?
Yes, the ceremony and also the fact that people have to listen to what the Pope says.
Yeah, I'm right.
People don't argue with the Pope.
And how would you like when you come off the plane and they have that red carpet they unroll for you? I mean, you would be...
I think I'd be very good at it. He has great clothes. People listen to him.
You're not Catholic, are you?
No, I'm not Catholic. I would let a Catholic be the Catholic part of the Pope. I think the job should be split.
Yeah.
I think someone should.
You want the ceremonial aspect of it.
Yeah, the grandeur part of the Pope.
How about the theological aspect of it?
So
that your pronouncements would have an impact for millions all over the world.
Yes, it's the dictatorial nature of the Pope's job. I would also like to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Who do you... You what?
I would love that job. First of all, there's no one more judgmental than me. Second of all...
Also, there's no one with more opinions than you.
That's right. And second of all, I make snap judgments, so I'd move the thing along very quickly.
I can see you now sitting next to Clarence Thomas.
Well, the Chief Justice gets to choose where she sits.
That's right. And Thomas is down at the end, and you'd be.
I think
the
I would
Chief
rearrange
Justice.
The seating plan a little bit.
Yeah. President Clinton, what do you think? I mean, I assume you would one of those Democrats who probably, although you're conservative in many ways, aren't you? With terms
no,
of
I'm a reactionary.
Reactionary.
But I'm a Democrat.
It's way the hell over there, isn't
yeah.
it?
I'm a reactionary. I'm a Democrat. I voted for Clinton. I mean, not with a lot of, vigor. I wasn't pleased to vote.
Would you rather have had Mario Cuomo president?
In a way, yes. In a way, no. I mean, Mario Cuomo is wonderful at making speeches. He hasn't been the world's greatest governor, although I much prefer him to be.
It's history now, though.
I mean, I voted this time by absentee ballot because I knew I was going to be in L.A. Have you ever done this?
No, I never have.
Well, it's like applying to Harvard. Thousands of pieces of paper come to your house, and you send them back, and then finally this little flimsy thing comes, and you check it off, and then you put it into a New York City mailbox.
Yeah, but when did you send it in? You have to send it in, what, like 6 months or 4 months?
No, it's just a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, okay.
And when you put it into that New York City mailbox, at which point I pretty much kissed to goodbye, because my theory, you know, that steam that comes out of the streets in New York, I've always thought that was the smoke from the burning mail.
More worth wanting, except for one of you, and you know who you are. Will you please stand up? And 15 people in the room stood up. including one of the trainers that was working with me. Then, you guys do watch and listen, don't you? The outside's really cool. You should try it sometime. Okay, somebody actually made me really laugh last night, I have to admit. Wasn't in this group, but there was a couple fighting. I went out last night because I wanted some cereal. So I went to the little store across the street here, and I went in the little store and I got a box of cereals and a quart of milk. And I walked out and I was walking back to the hotel, and as I stepped out and across the street, there was a couple. And I guess, you know, they'd had a couple drinks, but boy, were they into it fighting with one another. And I mean, you know, it's bad enough that people fight with each other, but to do it in public, excuse me. Well, this just shows me that not only do they have no self-respect, right, they want everyone to know it. But this woman, boy, I want to tell you, she was cruel, but she was funny. And because this guy was really trying to put her down, and he said, he was going, well, you know, he said, of course I look at other women. He said, you've let yourself go. You're nothing but a fat pig. Right? And she looked at him, and she said, no, 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 no. That's the boys you went out with last night. And he spun around, and you could see smoke coming out of his ears, and he goes, what are you trying to say? And she said, when it comes to love, I'm sure somebody's hearing Sue-wee. And he was very upset, and he said, look, you know, he says, I'm no queer. And she said, well, even they have standards. And then I laughed, and he turned around and he looked at me and he goes, what's the matter with you, faggot? And she started laughing. And I said, nothing, sir. I said, I'm sorry, but I wasn't really looking at you. I said, I was looking at your husband here. He didn't even get it. He went, huh? What? And I said, hold that thought. Make that picture bigger, bigger, bigger. Now, excuse me. And I walked right by them. And they're probably still standing out there. Because I don't know what it is about people. When they have a few drinks, they think it's time to go fight. I don't think drinking and fighting are really a good idea, because I used to do it and you get hurt, right? You know, if you're going to get in a fight, you want to be very alert and you want them to be very fucked up. I've discovered through the years there are all kinds of things you can do that are a lot better. Robert Dilts and I one time had met, and I met him at a little bar around the corner from my house. And nobody ever went in there. It used to just be the place the firemen and off-duty policemen hung out and stuff. And it was actually attached to the fire station in Soquel when I lived there. And Robert met me there, and because Robert's wife didn't let me over to their house. She thought I was a bad influence because, you know, he's Catholic. And I, you know, me, I was like, I always go in and talk to the statues in your house and stuff. And they answer. I go, hey, Virgin Mary. They bought that one, didn't they? Yeah, that's right. There's a big angel with no genitals. Because you guys do know. Did you read that thing? Archangels have no genitals. it was on TV last night. You know, there's a guy, I don't care where you are in the United States. If they have cable and you go around and there is nothing but infomercials on, one station will have this one minister guy from this chapel in, you know, somewhere in Georgia or something, I don't know. And he's always there, he's always got a Bible, it's always open to the exact same page, has been for years now. The Shepherd's Chapel, you know who I'm talking about? And he's the one that always, he's so great because he goes, well, he goes, and what this really means is that, well, that God is not going to put up with any of that kind of shit. You know, he's a very strange guy. He has reinterpreted the Bible in ways that I find to be high comedy. And if you're really bored, watch it, because who's ever doing the stage work there is obviously not on this guy's side. Is the one recently that just pulled a gun on somebody in the chapel? Somebody came in and was harassing him, somebody from another religion? Because it's on Court TV. I saw it this afternoon, and there's not much to do in this town. Usually I have a car. I can go out and buy some books or something, but the credit card company, I paid my credit card bill off, and they made some kind of a mistake didn't pay themselves. But they did send me a check back for twice as much. So my credit card wasn't working, so I had trouble renting a car. So I'm trapped in the Dr. Iskill Hotel. And some of you may have noticed, but last night I started getting too wacky, and I don't know what it is about looking at pentagrams all the time. Everywhere I look, there are pentagrams. I started counting them. One pentagram, two pentagram, three pentagram, four.
A prescription beer for older Americans with natural Alaskan bear urine and Prozac. Consult your doctor if you're pregnant, over 80, and operating heavy equipment.
They taught us about sisal and jute and rhenium, flax and cotton, which didn't amount to 5% of what hemp was. And they left out hemp. Did I ever tell you the story when I went to the Library of Congress? I think I write about in there. I went to the Library of Congress and I found out that marijuana was this thing. I called up the guy from the Department of Agriculture. I said, why don't we use an annual instead of all these other things? He said, well, there's no annuals. It'll work. And I called this guy and I said, well, wait a second. There's one annual that'll make all the paper, fiber, and fuel in the world. He looked at me. He says, you're nuts. He says, there's nothing that'll work like that. I said, there's one thing, pot, hemp. And I told him the story. And he couldn't believe it. He says, wow, I would have never thought of that. And he started looking up the information. And the information is that hemp is the only plant that's got the biomass, the living organic matter, and the frequency of growth, and it grows big enough to become this biomass for all of us. And he wouldn't even thought about it. And he was an assistant secretary of agriculture.
Probably squashed by beliefs of...
Well, he was a Reagan appointee, so I mean, I don't know what you get for that.
I might also mention that Jack's wardrobe here, he is dressed in 100% hemp fiber. Why don't you explain?
I'm not wearing hemp underpants.
Okay. Okay.
$450 higher than last year's maximum.
Life. Mental vampire.
Has anyone of you seen anything alive?
Symphony of Prosperity.
No, it has to do with word science.
Rosas Capital!
authored the Bible, wrote Howl, wrote The Wealth of Nations. Humanity just wants to dance.
You don't want to lead anyone in any subjective sense, or push anything onto them, you know? I mean, you could say you teach in a certain way, but it's like just putting light in people's eyes, you know.
Believe that creature.
You're smiling.
Well, it's a nice thing, actually. I'm not smiling because I'm saying it as a joke. I'm smiling because I think you might believe it's a joke.
Uh-huh.
But I do believe myself to be God, yes.
He is getting more agitated. He's grandiose. He feels he's God. And it's probably because he hasn't been taking the medication, the mood stabilizer, or the antipsychotic. And I think the Secret Service was involved with him recently, since the president's coming to town next week to find out what's going on and talk to him. But what brought him in here this time is that at his residence, he became very agitated, threatening, which again is part of what we see with him, the irritability. And that's why he's being admitted.
Ever since I broke into Reagan's house, I have those Secret Service agents that are known to me personally. And every time the president, the vice president, now comes.
Come to the 194 Film Fest at the Coolidge Corner Movie Theater, Friday night at midnight, Saturday night at midnight, this weekend, the best possible time you could have in America, the 194 Film Fest.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
How are you?
This is Josh Weinstein. WZBC! Come to the 194 Film Fest at the Coolidge Corner Theater! Midnight! Friday! Saturday! A great film festival! The 194 Film Festival! You are hearing Midnight Film Festival in history. The 194 Film Fest in Brookline. Midnight at the Coolidge.
Peter Boyle, but the legions are go. Play the game. Tangents and parallels. Mondo Ford, Cry Baby Doc, and the local favorite, Puking Zombies. All proceeds benefit local independent film. Proceeds to benefit local independent film. 12 midnight, Friday and Saturday, at the Coolidge Corner Movie Theater. May 11th and 12th, Brookline. For information, call
1-9-4 Film Fest. Midnight at the Coolidge.
latest film festival in history. If you like movies, go along to 194 Film Fest. Friday at midnight, Saturday at midnight. Look forward to hearing goodbye. Get that nose up to do.
BZCB 90.33.90.90.ZZ3.
Young Derek Black's site, children can link to an unauthorized version of the popular game Doom, where they are encouraged to kill blacks.
The judge sits, and the judge, of course, presides over the trial. That means he's sort of in charge of all the proceedings and everything that happens.
Where they are encouraged to kill blacks.
Is under his direction. Over there on your left is the jury box. In that jury box is where the jurors sit once they're selected to serve as a jury in a particular case. And then immediately next here to my left is the witness box where the witnesses who have been sworn and who are testifying about the facts in the case sit and give their testimony. And then over on my right is the place where the court bailiff or the court clerk sits. Over there on your left is the jury box. In that jury box is where the jurors sit.
United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
To kill blacks.
Is the witness box where the witnesses who have been sworn and who are testifying about the facts in the case sit.
Coming down, but I know it's coming down. That's right, baby. I'm going out into the night in the hydraulic low hopper mobile because I've come to the end of my day. It's the day of all days, the last day, but I'm out of here. But you better stick around on
Radio Now.
It's not happening now, it's in your dreams.
Massy Mass children, you slip into your secret underwear. You get on over to the dark side of your mind because she is arriving to spin her Twilight Web mix. You give it on up for the dark widow, the arrogant queen of the night.
Beeper?
Huh?
The dark widow, the arrogant queen of the night, etc., etc. She called in sick.
Cannot be. This is not happening to me.
It is happening. Miss Shelob is feeling poorly.
Oh, yeah. What's she got?
The 12-hour Ebola.
Wish I'd thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't, because you got to hang till midnight.
Hey, man, I've got a life. I've got a wife. I got a daughter. I got a new baby. I promise I'd take him to the doll drop.
Hey, radio's a heartbreak, B-Man. You're the night emperor now. New format coming up the M-Bone. Hoop!
You're online with detoxified, gender-blind, rebabbleized, up all night, talk radio.
This is not guilt time for the white race. We have everything to be proud of, and the other races should thank us for what we've given them. Without white people, blacks would be running around half naked, eating each other, selling each other. The rest of the world population would be a tenth of what it is now. They wouldn't have any civilization. And it's time for us to end this silliness.
The most wondrous and wonderful of all steps, the seventh step. Somewhere in all that malaise, you remember your purpose, you remember what you're about, you remember that this whole thing is about love.
just as the musicians in an orchestra harmonize musical tones.
Just a second, I forgot my notes.
Just as the musicians in an orchestra.
To create a mighty...
Federal grants were increased by more than $30 million. Aid for programs to...
...give their testimony. And then over on my right is the place where the court bailiff or the court clerk sits. And they're the ones that administer the oath to the witness before they take the witness stand.
Do my best to do my duty, to guard my country, and to obey the Scott law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, hopeful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Advantaged youth and adults prepare for college went up by almost 80.
$5 million, and funding for college work study exceeded.
$5 for the first time in the program's history. No one took an amendment with the entire program.
Good afternoon, how can I help you?
Can you give me a job as a bartender, lass? I'm the best you've ever seen.
Yeah?
You haven't seen anything like me in all your living life.
Really?
Yes. Anyone even looks at me funny, I'll give them a cup and a gulp.
Do you?
That's right, lass.
Yeah, and who's this?
This is Tom Houlihan of the Houlihan Clan.
The Houlihan Clan?
I'll dance and sing. The whistling gypsy came over the hill, down to the forest so shady. Be kind to your friends and neighbors, and kiss the darlings too. You're as helpful as a dear old maid, oh dear old daddy do.
Okay, so, what, are you really looking for a job?
Oh, you gotta see how I look.
I gotta see how you look?
Oh, I'm a very nice, elegant man.
How'd you look?
Oh, I'm about 4'1".
4'1"?
And if you catch me, there'll be a pot of gold at the end of me.
Yeah?
Yes, lass. Boy, you sound like a beautiful lass.
I am a beautiful lass.
Do you have red flowing hair?
Yes.
Oh, begorra.
Yeah.
So I get to come in and get a job as a bartender.
I know. Who is this?
This is Tom Houlihan of the Houlihan Clan. You've never seen anything like me in all your living life.
Did I not?
I'll give anyone a cup and a gob if they even come anywhere next year.
Yeah?
That's right, lass.
Okay.
I'm looking for a job real bad. You haven't seen anything like me in all your living life. I'm nobody's friend there, lass, unfortunately.
Right.
We're not strangers. We're just people that never met.
Okay.
So, should you give me a look, lass?
Should I? I would, but I can't understand.
Well, just let me come in and I'll show you my credentials.
Yeah?
That's right, lass.
Okay.
You haven't seen anything like me in all your living life.
Okay, let's ask Ramona another question. So, Ramona, what's pattern recognition?
When you can see things that happen over and over and place them in a context. It took me a little while, but I finally was able to see my pattern of clicking bad boyfriends.
Pattern recognition, incidentally, is the strength of human intelligence. 99% of our thinking is based on pattern recognition. You can see an interesting contrast between the way humans play chess and the way machines like Deep Blue plays chess. Deep Blue is actually calculating all the possible moves and all the counter moves and all the counter moves and building a vast tree structure of going out 12 ply of billions of possible move counter move sequences and thinking about the implications of each one. We don't think fast enough to do that. We can't think new thoughts in real time. So
sequences and thinking about the implications of each one. We don't think fast enough to do that. We can't think new thoughts in real time. So how does a human play chess at all against a computer? We do it through pattern recognition.
Has spent years actually studying 100,000 board positions. That's a real number. And so when Garry Kasparov is playing chess, he recognizes a board and says, oh yeah, this is just like that board that Grandmaster so-and-so encountered 3 years ago and he forgot to protect his trailing pawn. I better remember to do that.
Pick me, Mr. Frost.
You're young, strong. You believe neither in God nor in me. You're an integral part of your century, and you've got that scientific mind. I need that confrontation. It's there, even if there is only one possible outcome.
Panels 30 feet long, floating below the ceiling. Their effect on the acoustics was remarkable.
Да. Pursuits of memory, that's a perfect illustration of Einstein's space and time relativity. The writers, James Joyce is a word processor, not a writer. Thomas Pynchon, William Burroughs, William Gibson, the glory of who? Robert Anton Wilson! How about a round of applause for number one cyberpunk? He's going to be here, isn't he? Oh, look him up, Robert Anton Wilson. Yeah, tomorrow. The 20th century, not the roaring 20th century, is decade after decade, human beings are getting used to dealing with reality as bits and clusters on the other side of the screen. Movies, and then television came along, just as television came along. That was about the 60s. We had a very interesting thing, it's a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic drug revolution, 7, 8, 9 million people were taking drugs like LSD. Why? Because, hey, you could take LSD in the past, but what good would it do you? Because you couldn't communicate, you could draw mandalas, Hieronymus Bosch, that's great. But if you're going to deal with a cybernetic quantum reality, you know, package your thoughts in terms of clusters of quarks, you got to speed your brain up. So the psychedelic movement came on exactly at the time when our species had to think in quantum speed light terms. And then 1976, the personal computer. Now, tomorrow at 12:30, we're going to have a workshop demonstration on how to package your thoughts and go on the other side of the screen and begin to create what's called cyberspace. You've read Gibson, I'm sure. When you go through that screen, when you're moving, thinking, changing with clusters of electrons, you put words up there, you spin them around, you can change them, vroom, just like those vapor trails in an acid experience. When you jack yourself in, when you buzz yourself through to the other side of the screen, you're what's called cyberspace. We call it Siberia. And in the future, I think most human beings, those who are allowed to, because they won't allow it in Tehran, I'll tell you that, will be spending probably a third of your time living on the other side of the screen. But, hey, you're not going to be like a boob tube vegetoid looking at the television screen coming to you. Within 2 years, the company that I'm working for, Epix, is going to have on the market, I'm not working for them, I consult and advise them, going to have a computer that's no bigger than that. It's going to be little, it's going to be plastic, you can stick a credit card in there. And you're walking down the ghetto or the barrio, or you're walking down the slum, or if you're a 14-year-old spoiled kid in the Beverly Hills ghetto, you're going to be still carrying around, and it's going to be going to have CD vision, clearer than you've ever seen it, clearer than you've ever seen yourself in the mirror. It's going to have stereophonic sound. It's going to have a radio hookup so that you can be doing your American history course, and there's your classroom, and you're just you don't even there's no keyboard for you doing a little Phoenician 26 letters, which are a cryptological code to fuck your head up. friend of mine, Jared Lanier, who works at Autodesk, developing these gloves where you just reach in, you can move around. Every time you move your arms, it's called computerized clothing. In other words, there's none of this hunt and peck. You're walking around, and you're on the other side of the screen. As a matter of fact, you can even be looking at the screen with the virtual reality stuff and the goggles, and every time you move your head, you're going to be seeing around you what you'd be seeing if you were there. We're all going to be living in Siberia as much of the time as you want. By the way, there are no absolutes here, you know. I'm not putting down the oral tradition, the body tradition. What's nicer than soft murmurs and sweet touches, or athletics and that sort of thing. I'm not putting down hand stuff. It's wonderful to use your hand and to draw and to paint and to carve and to sculpt artifacts. No, I'm not putting down the books. My God, I've written 35 of the turkeys in my life. I've been responsible for killing more trees in Canada than... I don't know. But books are wonderful. The wonderful thing about it is all the work is going to be done by robots. The only function of a human being is to use your body and to use your voice and to use your manual dexterity and, play with words and so forth. But you're not doing it because you're compelled to do it by a feudal lord or by an economic system that coerces you to act like a machine or act like an animal. You're doing it. The human body should be an instrument of growth and pleasure and change, and particularly, your body is a horse, a vehicle to carry the divinity.
Their effect on the acoustics was remarkable. An interviewer asked Calder why he was making sculpture of such unprecedented scale. "It's more exhilarating," he replied. "And then one can think he's a big shot." Calder was changing the very idea of public sculpture. Where a 19th century artist would have put a war hero on a horse, Calder put a lyrical abstraction. In place of bombast and grandeur, his art evoked contemplation. In place of solemnity, a smile.
Calder was absolutely indispensable to the kind of buildings that were being built in the post-war period because they were so severe, and they were, at their very worst, let's say, slab-like, and they were in desperate want of some humane touch. It was the quality of the penitentiary at best. He was able to rescue buildings. I don't know whether he himself was conscious of the degree to which he was being used as a one-man rescue operation, but that's what it frequently was.
И всем птицам небесным, и всякому пресмыкающемуся по земле, в котором душа живая, дал я всю зелень травную в пищу. И стало так, дал я, и увидел зелень травную все он создал. Стало так, вот, хорошо,
The mail in the mailbox, it goes underground, they burn it up.
So it's not my fault that these people won, because I voted correctly.
Yes, you did. Tell me why you think, what am I going to get out of this book? I mean, Mr. Chaz, which I like the title a lot, and Lisa Sue. How do we choose Mr. Chaz and Lisa Sue?
The names?
Yes.
Mr. Chaz just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Lisa Sue is half the name of my best friend.
Who's your best friend?
A woman named Lisa Robinson.
Yeah.
Her name isn't Sue. I needed the syllable.
It had a nice southern sound to it. Lisa Sue?
Lisa Sue. No, I needed the syllables, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Yeah.
Thing is that there's more and more high fashion and more middle of the road clothes made in these materials, and not just for kind of fetish gear, but like a rubber blouse that's a high fashion blouse, things like that. Leather, it used to be like, of course, everyone wears leather jackets, but more and more you find leather pants, leather bustiers. In fact, once I was giving a talk about my book, and this elderly lady stood up and she said, "But Valerie, I've never seen these clothes anywhere." And several people in my audience jumped up and said, "Well, I'm wearing them," you know, and they were wearing various sort of leather and rubber pieces of clothing, and she just never really noticed because it was so normal, part of the New York scene.
When people wear those kind of things, women wear a leather bustier or the big tall boots with the big heels, is that an empowering thing for them, or is it really not empowering?
It cuts both ways. A lot of feminists hate fetish gear because they think it's very sexist and misogynistic and crippling. You know, if you're in high heels, you can't run away, and you know, if you're wearing a leather bustier, you're turning yourself into a sex object. And that's true. On the other hand, it looks extremely powerful. And a lot of what we wear clothes for involve how it makes us feel. So, you know, dominatrixes say they like to wear high heels because just by being taller, it gives them more of an advantage over the man.
I mean, you know, you people are into this kind of stuff.
Well, this is the thing. It's really on a continuum. If you think of it like sort of four stages, on the one hand, a lot of guys like certain characteristics of female bodies or certain items of clothing, like big breasts or high heels. Some men really like them. You notice that, like, all their girlfriends have big breasts or long red hair, high heel shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like sort of second stage. Some men really need this kind of characteristic in order to be sexually potent.
Right.
You know, if someone doesn't have big enough breasts or if she's not wearing the heels in bed, they can't get it up. And that's third degree. And then sort of the fourth and most extreme level is you don't need a woman there at all. You can just sort of masturbate to a pair of shoes.
To kill blacks.
I think in the next paragraph you write how fiercely she loved you, this mother who sent her 7-year-old son into a house that she knew was about to blow up.
You don't need a woman there at all. You can just sort of masturbate to a pair of shoes.
I'm not sure she knew that house was going to blow up. I know that house was meant to burn, but she wasn't very good at her trade of arson. She either used too much stuff or not enough usually. And I remember she was pretty emotional. I know it surprised her.
Initially, you were used as a decoy for her when you were a little kid. Shantae would use you, I guess, to distract clerks while she was shoplifting.
Yeah, I was the cute little boy who people loved to pinch the cheeks on, and she'd introduce us, and then she'd go do her thing.
A dream. Z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z z.
You don't need a woman there at all. You can just sort of masturbate to a pair of shoes.
Best entertainment
You can enjoy it home behind some sort of impermeable screen. But leave room for armholes, however. Out of the Newton. At 3/4 speed all night. New metaphysics. Gary Geiserman. On the joystick. Riding the subcutaneous. Full fluid. Dielectrics. Crossing the membrane. Faster than can be described by an ambitious salesman. 90.3 in the FM and the AM, PM and all the damn time, and .org upstairs for the grown-ups. Email for the major. BlueDog83@Excite.com. BlueDog83@Excite.com. A business model for the future inserted now and running out of gas because I'll be back next week. I was here last week. Every Thursday. Not every third day. New metaphysics on the Big Z House. A station unregulated. Even by local municipalities, by court order, even by court orders signed by the big fat pig governor herself. I don't mean to be cruel. Sometimes you have to. Here in the matrix of our discontent, a cover story, a setup, a straight man. A pendulum swing afar. If it was any closer, you might not get off. Of course, it could be too far, but that's what it's like when it's a setup, a straight man, a cover story. Have I said too much? Have I said not at all? What have you heard? What do you remember hearing? Was it digitally manipulated? Will it be? Will it be? Will it be accurately communicated? Will it be?